Good evening to everybody. It's late Thursday night, Motzei Pesach. We're putting away our dishes, cleaning up, getting ourselves back in order after a beautiful Yontif of Pesach. And I know you're feeling, how we're all feeling. Here it is. We've been building up to Pesach, and now, 8 days later, it's Motzei Pesach. We said L'shana Ba B'Yerushalayim. We were waiting and pining and hoping this would be it. We'd be on the coattails, riding and headed to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, but we're still here. We're still in the same place. We thought this would be it. And we're a little bit dejected, a little bit let down, a little bit melancholy, sad about the fact that we still find ourselves in the same place. It's much harder putting back our Pesach dishes than taking out our Pesach dishes. It's much easier setting up Yontif than putting away Yontif. It's not so easy. Besides for the cumbersome physical labor, the emotional letdown for many of us post-Yontif is extraordinary. Yes, it's true that in less than 24 hours we'll be sitting by the Shabbos table, but nonetheless, I know how you're feeling because I'm feeling it. We're all feeling it. What happened? And where do we go from here? We've been social distancing, but can we keep on doing this for so long? We've built ourselves and set ourselves up that we can't go to shul, we won't go to shul, we won't visit, we won't walk and talk and be all together. But how much longer can we go on like this? How are we going to go forward? How are we going to get where we have to go? I'd like to share with you tonight three suggestions, three ideas, three thoughts as to how to approach and take advantage of this next tkufa, this next time period that we find ourselves in, day 8 of Sfiras Omer. How are we going to make it all the way till Shavuos in the situation that we find ourselves in? Suggestion number one. Tosos Maseches Pesachim on Arvei Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis and Beis asks, how come tonight, this evening, just a few hours ago, we made Abdullah, we didn't make a bracha besamim? Every Motzei Shabbos we make a bracha besamim. Yes, we make on the Nair as well. But ask Tosos, why is it that we don't make a bracha borei mini besamim on Motzei Yomtov like we do on Motzei Shabbos? Tosos says, well, on Motzei Yomtov there is no Nisham Yaser on Yomtov. And since there's no Nisham Yaser on Yomtov, there's no reason to make besamim. The entire institution of besamim on Motzei Shabbos is because of the fact that on Shabbos we're given a Nisham Yaser, we're given extra special soul for Shabbos, and therefore comes Motzei Shabbos, we lose it. So we need to revive ourselves, and we revive ourselves by smelling those spices. But on Yom Tov, says Tosfos, when we don't have an Nisham Yaseira, so automatically, willy-nilly, there's no reason to make the bracha Barim Yinim B'Sam, because we didn't lose an Nisham Yaseira. But listen closely, because the Ramban Nachmanides in his Sefer Emunah Bitachon, the Sfas Emes both say a different reason, and listen to what they say. Says the Ramban, says the Sfas Emes, that on Yom Tov we do have a Nisham Yaseira. If you have a Nisham Yaseira, ask the Ramban, frek the Sfas Emes, so we should make a bracha Barmim Nisam tonight at Havdalah. Says the Sfas Emes, no. Because the Nisham Yaseira of Yom Tov doesn't leave us. It stays with us from Yom Tov to Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, when you build and you establish, you create Mikadish Yisrael Bazmanim, when we establish Yom Tov, when we make Yom Tov, when we work hard, when we're Mabdil Bein, Pesach, Le, Chol, and when we create the Seder and we establish ourselves, we do so much, we put so much effort into Yom Tov, especially this Yom Tov. Many people worked extra hard, whether it was physically or emotionally, in disparate ways and in complicated ways. We worked, we put in so much effort and so much energy into this Pesach. We built up to this Yom Tov and we did everything we could to make it special, unique, and holy. And we did, and you were successful. And says the Sfas Emes, says the Ramban, that Nisham Yaseir that you built, that you created, that you established, that Nisham Yaseir can never be taken away. And therefore, there's nothing, and there's no reason at all to make the bracha Barmin B'Samim Amotze Yomtov, because there's no Nisham Yaseir that's going to leave. It's with you forever. So that Nisham Yaseir which you created, and which you established, which you concretized, this Yomtov is with you all the way till Shavuos. It's not leaving you. Feel it. Hold on to it. Grab that Nisham Yaseira. It's going to leave on Motzei Shabbos. That's the Nisham Yaseira of Shabbos. But the Nisham Yaseira of Yom Tov is with you until Shavuos. Now let's say you don't feel that Nisham Yaseira right now. Let's say you don't feel it tomorrow. Let's say you don't feel it next week. Where do you go? How are you going to get past this tkufa? How are you going to continue? The great Rebbe Elimelech Biderman has a suggestion. And he gives a mashal. I saw this some years ago. Belamir Birimbin suggests that there was a Yid who was from out of town and he went to, let's call it a vending machine, and he wanted to buy a soda. And the soda cost 6 quarters. And he puts in 1 quarter and a 2nd quarter and a 3rd quarter. Nothing comes out, no soda. So the fellow says, let me check what's in my pockets. He looks in his pockets and he finds a 4th quarter and he sticks it in. Still bangs in the machine, nothing comes out. looks deep into his pockets, finally finds a fifth quarter, puts it in. Nothing comes out. He bangs again, and he's all distraught, upset, and starts walking away from the soda machine. He puts five quarters in. Nothing came out. And another gentleman sees him, and he says to him, well, what are you walking away for? How many quarters did you put in? He says, I put in five quarters. I wasted five quarters, and nothing came out. He says, Tippe, shite, fool. It's six quarters that's going to be the cost of the soda. It's $1.50. Put in one more quarter. I'll put it in for you, and you'll be okay. What are you getting so upset? Paul says, I put in one. I put in two. I put in three, four, and five. Nothing came out. Six, nothing's going to happen. And he walks away. Says Rabbi Elimelech Biderman, sometimes in life we do the same thing. We daven one tefillah and a second tefillah. You need a refuah shlema, you need a yeshua, you need a geula, this one needs a shidduch, and this one is waiting for a child, and this one is waiting for something else to happen. There's so much that we need now during this tekufa, so much that we need during this time. And we say, I davened already. I was 1 week in quarantine, a second week secluded, 3 weeks. I haven't been to shul in 5 weeks. This siddurim Pesach was home. I'm finished. I can't go on. No, no, no. He got it all wrong. One more time. Try again. Try for another week. Another tefillah. Another refoenu. Another bracha. Another tefillah. Another mishnah. Another blat. Keep on going. Push and push and push. Don't stop now. If we're supposed to continue social distancing, which we're supposed to, so keep on doing it. Follow the rules. Follow the orders spiritually, physically. Keep on doing what you're supposed to be doing. Don't give up now. Don't stop just because it's Motzei Pesach. Don't say it's all over. I can't go on. But now's the time to continue pushing. Put in that other quarter. Who knows what a Kaddish Baruch Hu is waiting for? Maybe it's just one more tefillah, one more bracha, one more amud, one more blat gemara, one more mishnah, one more halacha. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on davening. Keep on being mispalel. And that's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu is waiting for. But there's a third suggestion. It's a famous, well-known story, the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had a student, a congregant, somebody who was close to, a close confidant, who said to him, listen, I know you, Reb Baal Shem Tov. I know you're zocha to Gilui Eliyahu. You could see Eliyahu Hanavi. Please, please, I beg you, once, I want to see Eliyahu Hanavi. Baal Shem Tov looks at him, I'm sorry, I can't help you. For all the money that you give, for whatever you do, for all your wonderful ma'asim tovim, I can't allow. The fellow walks away, he's downtrodden, he's upset, dejected. Comes back a second, says, Rebbe, Baal Shem Tov, please, please, I beg you, let me see Eliyahu Hanavi, that's all I want. Just once, please. Baal Shem Tov looks and says, nah, there's nothing to talk about. Go home. Goes home. He's angry. He's upset. He's distraught. And he comes back again. He says, look, this is what I want. This is what I need. Please, please, I beg you. All I want is to see Eliyahu Hanavi. Baal Shem Tov sees how serious he is. Three times he comes back. He says, okay, here's the deal. You want to see Eliyahu Hanavi? Follow my instructions to the T. Tomorrow, it's Erev Pesach. I want you to go deep into the forest, way back, far away in the city of Minsk. And back there, you'll see a dilapidated house. And there's a poor family. I want you to fill up boxes and wagons of fruits and vegetables, of chicken and meat and wine and juice and everything, food, clothing for this family. Bring it to them on Erev Yom Tov, minutes before Shkia, right before sundown, and tell them you got stuck, stranded, you got nowhere to go, you want to stay with them, sleep with them for Yom Tov, from the start. Paul says, I'll do it. Packs up wagons, gallons of wine, barrels of fruit and vegetables, chicken, meat galore, clothing that to take care of the family forever. Knocks on the door before sundown. He says, look, I'm stuck. I'm stranded. I have nowhere to go. Please do me the favor. Yom Tov is coming. I need to have a seder. I need to spend Yom Tov. Please, will you let me come? The family looks at him and says, we'd love to have you, but I need to tell you, we have no food for ourselves. How are we going to help you? He says, great news. I have wagons and gallons and barrels of food. We'll be fine. Seth, they said, wonderful. Come on in, Shalom Aleichem. He gets there, the Seder, the first night that he can't go to sleep. He's looking, where is Eliyahu Hanavi? All day he's focused, out the window, inside, talking to the people, figuring out, where is Eliyahu Hanavi? Second Seder comes, nothing. Stays up all night, nothing doing. Motzei Yom Tov, Havdalah, he travels back, he goes to Baal Shem Tov, says, I follow what you told me. I didn't see Eliyahu Hanavi. Baal Shem Tov says to him, you followed? You did exactly what I told you? What'd you do? He tells him, I brought barrels, and I brought the wine, and the juice, and the chicken, and the meat. Everything you told me, the clothing, hakol, bakol, mikol, kol. I didn't see anything. Shem says, okay, you gotta go again. You have to go, second days of Yom Tov, again, to spend time with the family. And again, bring the same food.
But here's what I want you to do. Before you bring the food, before you knock on the door, put your ear to the glass, to the window, and listen carefully what the family is saying. And the fellow comes with his baggin and with his food and with everything. And he goes to the door and he listens very closely, carefully, peers. And he hears the family and the husband and the wife talk and say, how are we going to make Yontif? What are we going to do? We have no food. We have no wine. We finished everything that the fellow brought over Yontif, over Chol Moed. We're stuck. And the woman of the house says to her husband, well, you know what happened last time before the Seder. Eliyahu HaNavi came and he brought us everything we needed. I'm sure Eliyahu will come again. And this story, says the Baal Shem Tov, teaches us at least two things. Number one, you want to see Eliyahu HaNavi? You know how to see Eliyahu HaNavi? You help somebody. You give to somebody. You pick up food. You deliver something. You pick up the phone and you call somebody. You are Eliyahu HaNavi. You have the ability to help somebody else, anybody who's a beneficiary and benefactor, to give to somebody else and to share something with somebody else. You are Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what a benefactor does. And Bayami Mahem Bazman is a when else? And when is there a greater time to help somebody, to pick up the phone, to call, to share, to look after, to knock, to deliver, to bring, to figure out how I can help a neighbor, a family member, a colleague, a friend? So many people are in need. I have the opportunity to serve as Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. I can be that person. I am Eliyahu HaNavi. But there's a second lesson. It's not just that I have the ability to help, but Eliyahu HaNavi exists within me. Sometimes we open the door, Chasal Sidr Pesach Kilchaso. We open up and we look outside, where's Eliyahu? Where is he? We need Eliyahu HaNavi. We need a Gula, we need a Yeshua. And we look, Hapai Esa'ena Elihari Man Yavo Ezra. We look all over, up and down, right and left, here and there and everywhere. Where are we going to find Eliyahu? We have the ability just to look within ourselves, with our own neshamas, with our own bodies, with our own guf, and we can find Eliyahu within our own selves. We are Eliyahu HaNavi. All we have to do is to put in that other quarter. All we have to do is to try a little harder, is to recognize that the neshama yaseir, neshama shasatabi taheri, atabarasa teyatzarta, and that extra neshama, that neshama of yamtiv that we created, that we built, that we had a beautiful gavaldiga yamtiv, and that we established it. And we made it this year better than any other year. It was harder, but that's the neshama yaseir. It's going to stay, it's going to last, and it's going to take us all the way to Shavuos. We need to look, we need to figure, we need to discover, we need to try to recognize that we can do it, we don't have to look anywhere else, but except for me, im ein anili, mili. I'm sure like many of you, over the course of Yontif, you got out a little bit and you're walking, talking, and you probably have, like we do, many neighbors who are not Jewish, and you bump into them, you walk and you talk. I have many neighbors now I never knew, and we see them every day. We know their route. They walk this way, we walk that way. We bump into each other, same hello, how you doing, what's happening every single day. But it dawned upon us as we were walking and talking and seeing the neighbors that although we're all doing the same thing, our home and all of our homes are much different than theirs. Our walk is different than their walk. Their play is different than our play. Our boredom is different than their boredom. Because ours comes with a goal. When we go back home, we have a Yontif Suda. When we go back home, we could pick up a Gemara and we could learn. We could pick up a Mishnah. We could pick up a Pasuk. We have Shabbos to look forward to. We have Yontif to look forward to. Shavuos is coming. We have goals. We have a Moed. We have Nacharis Hayamim. We have a Moed. We have things to look forward to. We have possibility as individuals and as a nation. We're going somewhere. We're headed somewhere bigger, somewhere greater. Kiva Moed. We have so much in store. Kama Yosef, Ika Bushuka. What would it be if I were not to have the neshama shenasata be tahori? What would it be if I wasn't born a Jew? Kama Yosef, Ika Bushuka. I'd just be a regular Joe on the street. But now that I have what I have and what I own, the treasure, the presence, the ability to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atabachar Tanu Mikol Amim, Ahavta Osana Ratzisa Baram Tanu Mikol Oshonski, the Shamas of Sech, we said it at least 20 times plus in Shemon Esrei, the last 8 days. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he cares about us, he wants us to succeed. Mikol Amim. We have that ability. We're going somewhere. As the Sefer Chinuch says in the midst of Sefiras HaOmer, we're counting up. Usually, when the school year comes to a conclusion, certainly I did, as I'm sure many of you do, my kids do, 50 days left of school, 49 days left, 48. You count down. Asks the Sefer HaChinuch if we're headed to Matan Torah, so we should also count down. 49, 48, 47. What are we counting up? Today's day 8, and tomorrow's 9 and 10. What are we counting up? They say from the Balatanya, and the Chinuch says this explicitly, that we're not just looking to get somewhere. When you just want to reach the end zone, so you're counting down. When you want to get to the end and the finish line to the last day of school, so everything in the middle doesn't make a difference. You're engaged, you want to get to the wedding day, so you'll count 1 month, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, and whatever it is in between doesn't make such a difference. But here, every day counts, every day makes a difference. Today's day 8. And we have to make it day 8. Tomorrow's day 9. We need to make it day 9. Day 10 is an entire life. It's an entire being. It's everything. We don't just count down. We're counting up. And we're waiting for that day. We're headed somewhere. So that neshama that we have is staying with us. And the quarters, we're going to keep on putting them into the soda machine. And we have to recognize that it's by me, Eliyahu. And we're counting somewhere. We're headed somewhere. So yes, Pesach is gone. And yes, we're still waiting for Mashiach. And we're still waiting for Eliyahu Navi Gilad Ya'atishbi. But we know and we're sure and we're absolutely certain that Yemois HaMashiach are on their way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Golas. That the Tshuva and the Yeshua and the Nechamas and the Refuah that we're waiting for are at our fingertips. But we need to recognize that it's up to us to bring it. Don't be dejected. Don't be melancholy. Don't be sad. Shabbos is coming. The weeks are coming. Yom Tov is coming. The greatest day. This is what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Shavuos. We're waiting for Matan Torah. Zman Chiroseinu is going to bring us to Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Let's together as individuals and let's together as a tzibur be able to recognize what we have. The treasure chest, the beautiful, the schus, the merits that we have, that we own individually, collectively, and as a nation. Let's come together, build ourselves up, psych ourselves up, be excited about what we have and where we're going, where we're headed. And if we have that attitude, if we have that fortitude, if we have that understanding, Be'ezus Hashem Yizbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower us back with smiles, with a countenance that we can't believe, and B'siyat D'Shemayu Shebizochet Yiratzim Milfonecha, Shibane Beis HaMikdash B'mher Yemeinu, B'sein Chalkeinu B'sar Asecha, B'sham Navadu Chabira Kimei Olam Uchshan Kamar Yasab, a beautiful Shabbos, each and every single one of you, Kol Tov.